How many people watch the Grammys, Dean?
Well, more than did last year. But, you know, last award show viewing is down anyway. But last year was virtual, you know, and people, it was the lowest ratings ever for the Grammy Awards. So the ratings this year actually are up slightly. They got 9 million viewers, which was an improvement. But the big story is that the Grammy Awards this year scored the largest live streaming audience in history for Paramount Plus, where it was streaming, and other CBS platforms where it was streaming, which kind of confirms something that I've suspected, that people are just finding other ways to watch some of these shows other than the conventional sit down in front of your television set. People are, you know, going online and watching it. They're getting their information online. It was the Grammys were trending for 18 straight hours on Sunday night. At one point, it was the number one trending topic. So I think that's kind of an interesting sort of new development in, you know, how we report who was watching the award shows besides me.
Yeah,
I mean, always there every year, one way or the other. I'm always there.
Sure. Yeah, people aren't just watching TV. They're watching their phone, their laptop, their microwave, Lord knows what else.
Exactly.
And Stephen Colbert celebrated his band leader's victory last night, didn't he?
Yeah, John Batiste went into the Grammy Awards with 11 nominations, more than anyone, came out of it with 5 Grammy Awards, more than any other. Wasn't on the show last night, but Stephen Colbert did talk about it.
We know that dude. That's our friend from work. That's now John's not here tonight. He's on his way back. He's on his way back. He's still in airport security in Los Angeles explaining the 5 Grammy-shaped bulges in his pants. But he is represented up there in our dome this evening, right there.
You know, in the Ed Sullivan Theater, they have that beautiful dome that's at the on the top. And since Stephen Colbert took over the theater from David Letterman, they project different artwork and different things up in the dome, and it was all John Batiste yesterday, which was kind of beautiful. I think he'll be back on the show tonight, and I'm sure they'll have more to say about it. But here's kind of an interesting side note on the whole John Batiste story. It was revealed that he secretly got married to his longtime girlfriend, best-selling author Saleka Jawad. They got married a couple of months ago. Now listen to the whole story about this. They got married right before she was scheduled for a bone marrow transplant. She's battling leukemia now for the second time. The very same time that John Batiste was getting his 11 Grammy nominations is when she was starting chemotherapy for all of this. Right before the bone marrow transplant, they said, hey, let's go get married. They didn't even have wedding rings. They used the ties that come on loaves of bread as their wedding rings because they wanted to get married before she started the bone marrow transplant treatment. So I guess she's doing okay, you know, as bone marrow transplants go. That's a long journey. They have been together for 8 years, but it's kind of a beautiful love story. On top of all of the success professionally, this beautiful love story kind of balanced off with she's battling leukemia for the second time.
Yeah, talk about putting things in perspective and placing importance on what should be important.
Priority check, right?
And Will Smith now, any more news about future projects being affected?
Yeah, not good news for Will Smith. Netflix and Apple TV Plus both announced that they are pulling bids that they have made for Will Smith projects off of their streaming platforms following the Oscar slap debacle. Both companies say that they will put that money now toward family-friendly projects that will star other black actors. Netflix had a action thriller that was going to star Will Smith. Apple TV Plus had a Will Smith biopic that they were working on. Sony Pictures was working on a fourth Bad Boys movie with Will Smith and presumably Martin Lawrence. But all of that now has been put on the back burner since Slapgate.
Slapgate. We'll find out what's going on with Jared Leto.
I'll find a good name for that. I like Slapgate.
I'll think.
I'm going to keep looking for something to call that.
Today's Kanye West story. Also, Dean talks with Jake Gyllenhaal. All that coming right up. WGN. Dean, I guess Jared Leto is one of those actors who really likes to stay in character.
That's exactly what this story is about. But it's so weird. Jared Leto in the new number one movie in America, Morbius, plays a character who needs the assistance of crutches or wheelchairs to move about. So when they were making this movie, as revealed by the director of this movie in an interview yesterday, Jared Leto would stay in character when it was time for bathroom breaks. And instead of using crutches to go to the bathroom, he would require a wheelchair and wheelchair himself over to the bathroom so he could stay in character while he took care of business. So once again, the stars in Hollywood, just like us, just like all of us.
Why did Kanye West drop out of Coachella? Do we know?
It's not clear why that happened. There's been no official comment from Kanye, but he has said that he's no longer going to be performing at what is one of the biggest music festivals in America. He's still on the website for Coachella as scheduled to perform April 17th and the 24th. But Kanye has not specifically commented on this, but over the weekend, a source close to Kanye said that he is pulling himself out of everything right now so he can, quote, work on himself. I told Kim Kardashian that he's going to stop harassing her. He's going to stop harassing her boyfriend, Pete Davidson, and is going to work on himself, is what the quote said. So hopefully that means, good things for Kanye West, better things in the future for him.
I looked up on the monitor here and saw a little bit of your interview with Jake Gyllenhaal. He seems like a good guy, a smart guy, a normal guy.
Yeah, he always has been. I realized when I was this was my first in-person interview in L.A. with anybody since the pandemic in over 2 years. This past weekend, I went to Los Angeles, interviewed Jake and Michael Bay. It's the brand new movie that's called Ambulance that'll be opening on Friday. I'll tell you more about that at the end of the week. But I was trying to think of the first time that I interviewed Jake Gyllenhaal, and it was for one of his first movies, Moonlight Mile, in which he co-starred with Dustin Hoffman. I remember it very well, this little young actor that nobody knew, Jake Gyllenhaal, at the time. And I mentioned it to him, and he was like, oh, yeah. He was also, remembering, because I've interviewed him probably 25 times since then. And we, reminisced a little bit of how the time goes so fast and all that. But in this new movie, he plays a bank robber. The bank robbery goes bad. He and his stepbrother hijack an ambulance that's got a paramedic and a wounded police officer in the back of the ambulance, and that sets off a citywide police chase on this ambulance. It's a very exciting movie. Very Michael Bay style kind of movie, and one in which his co-star Yahite Abdul-Mateen II co-stars, but also did a lot of the stunt driving in this movie.
Have your stomach settled from this joyride that you went on?
Joyride.
I mean that in the nicest way possible, of course.
It was the nature of making the movie was like a run-and-gun kind of process. We shot it in a pretty short period of time. So we were just all over the map, and that same energy that we were putting into the scenes and running around and capturing things is the same energy that's in the movie.
I hear that you are now up for Stunt Driver of the Year.
Is he?
I should not be.
What was that like?
It was fast. I had to be just approach it with a game attitude. I had about half an hour of ambulance stunt driving.
How did you feel with him behind the wheel?
I have a philosophy. It's let
we
the actors act and let the stunt people do the stunt work.
Let the stunt drivers, but in this case, the actor was actually the stunt driver with only a half an hour of training. I think I would have been a little nervous.
off camera, before, after the interview, did you pick up a lot of Hollywood gossip about the whole Will Smith deal?
You know what? I purposely avoided it. I was kind of toying with the idea of asking Jake Gyllenhaal about it because he was at the Oscars that night.
Mm-hmm.
He and his sister Maggie Gyllenhaal were subjects of, I think, Amy Schumer's joke about how, you know, Hollywood couples are all here,
right?
And they joked about Jake and Maggie. So since he was the subject of a joke, I was going to, you know, ask about it. And I thought, you know what? Pretty much everybody is so sick of hearing about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about other stuff. So I decided against it.
I'm going to
lose my entertainment reporter
no.
credentials for doing
you were,
something.
You were just afraid you were going to get slapped. That's
well,
all.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.